Blog Talk Radio.
Legend.
Mr. Legend.
I remember long walks in the dark, and now I know that's why the world gets to my mind scared. My tongue is too sharp. Plus the barrels I fought. Could've got a nigga talk, but the nigga played the smart, sharp edge when I talk. I ain't playing with a ball. Finish up when you start. Blowing down on the nigga when he ain't thinking smart. Trying to make Benny move. Wholesale Walmart. Niggas say they down the move, but I've been pushing the car. Then the fire got sparked. He couldn't handle the part. Told you bring your A game, but you dope with your heart. Blind ass sideline, now you're lost in the park. Now a nigga on top, we the billboard talk. Nigga shot me in my face, and here I stand and I walk. Bro, I'm only one man, and really took four y'all. We about to blow your brains out, but your ass got caught. Try to bail your ass out, but your ass stays parked. Bitch, even though I feel like I'm up for a fuck. Nigga, even though I feel like I'm up for a fuck.
By USA Blog Network. Nothing but the dopeness in the whole world. In the whole world, Craig. Alright? So we are live with two of the dopest MCs out of Baltimore, Maryland. Mr. Dot Legend, super producer, hardcore Maryland rapper. He's got another mixtape coming up. It's going to drop on Christmas. It's called Zone 5 Volume 2 on Christmas Day. Look out for that. And also, we're going to premiere his Raising Hell single with the homeboy Showboat. What's going on, y'all? Say what's up.
What's good with y'all, man?
What's happening? What's happening?
We in here. We all in. All right. So how did you connect with Showboat, Dot?
Originally, Showboat, he from Ohio, you know what I'm saying? He's one of the biggest rappers I used to look up to coming up and shit. And I'm from Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Your thoughts happen, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you think about enough, you'll get it. You just got to take action. So I took action, and through a couple of people I knew, he got that thing popping, you know what I'm saying?
Word. So how did you get your foot in the game, Showboat?
Shit, I've been in it for a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? The first came from me being a fan of the music first. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lover of music before anything. You know what I mean? And for real, just as a shorty, you know what I'm saying? Just listening to music and loving music, bro. Like it was 24/7 thing with me. So at some point in time, I just had a gradual progression into actually making music myself, you know what I'm saying? First came into it, I just wanted to really be I just wanted to be like an executive, you know, back in the day, bro, like one of the big things was the big clicks and the independent labels and shit like that. So that's what I was kind of looking, you know, seeing the Master P's and the Puffy's and the Suge Knight and all that, you know what I mean? So I came in just really wanting to be an executive and being a producer. You know what I'm saying? So first thing I did, I got my own little studio at the crib. You know what I mean? And after a while, making dope ass beats and having my homies rap on them, bro, I got tired of niggas not doing what I would have did on that beat myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I really started into working my pen game up and jumped into the booth myself. You know what I mean?
Word. What was your inspiration, M. Dot?
Shit, man, pots and pans. Man, I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the ghetto, from the projects. You know what I'm talking about? Raw Fair Projects. One of the hardest hoods you've probably seen in Hawaii and shit, but that shit was preschool compared to what's really popping. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Damn.
I mean,
no lowriders, huh?
Old, you
just
ain't the
lowriders.
Yeah. we was in the high rise at first, then we moved to the low rise, 112 North Carolina Street. Never forget it, you know what I'm saying? They knocked down now, I mean, rest in peace, but yeah, yo. I got all of my inspiration from all the hood hustlers. My uncle was a hood hustler, you know what I'm saying? He a big man now. We can talk about this in this book, you know what I'm saying? He a martial artist and shit. One of the biggest martial artists, Willie Van Johnson. It's my mother's brother, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole level. Just read my bio, you'll see all this shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I got my inspiration, man. My uncle, just watching the streets, you know what I'm saying? Listening to anything on the radio that come through. And then when I heard 3-6 Mafia, that's what made me want to get the fuck up and do something about what my passion was. I can tell DJ Paul, that's my idol right there as far as on the production side, you know what I'm saying? So you probably hear a lot of similarities. They say every artist sound like their 3 favorite artists, you know what I'm saying?
Can you give me like your top 5 of all time? Like people who inspired you. I know 3-6 is in there because that's in your bio.
Of course, that's top. But man, of course, like Al Pacino, Jamal, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely like round number 2, number 1. I can't even displace that between 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Cause I've been jamming with these niggas over here since 95. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we can go down the list, but it ain't really been nobody for real, man. Like the bigs, you know, Jay-Z, Michael Jackson, people that I've seen owner. I'm more involved or intrigued by owners. You know what I'm saying? People who own their own career, own their own successes. You know what I'm saying? Puff Daddy. E-40. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good pick, right there.
Yeah, man. So I'm still old school and I'm new school because I grew up between them times of the internet coming out and when the internet wasn't here. Man, I remember recording on my motherfucking answer service, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember putting a microphone to my motherfucking lips and shit. You know, the headphones and shit in high school. Go plug them bitches up and hotwire that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Go get you a dog offline and shit for free. Everybody know what answer is, man. Come on, man.
You ever made a booth in the closet or in the bathroom?
Man, I remember making a booth out of a cardboard box and putting some insulation in that bitch and putting a mic in there in a corner, dude.
I heard that. I heard that, Jack. Oh, man.
Actually, I recorded that Stretch and Bricks like that, though. Nobody don't even know that shit. Now y'all know.
Wow. All right, so it's being revealed all here on the Dopeness interview series. So tell me about that time when you like had that epiphany, that idea moment, like this is what I need to do in my life, this music.
My brother got killed. I used to look up to my brother so much. I used to love music. It never left my heart, but I never thought that I could take this far, you know what I'm saying? Because I just seen my brother was doing, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a hustler. I wanted to be a gangster, you know what I'm talking about? But when I seen what that life did, and I was like, man, I need to do something so I can leave some kind of trail or break this cycle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess that's when I just stepped up and said, man, let me leave this bullshit alone. Stop hanging with the homies so much and start honing in on my motherfucking art. And that was when I was like 13.
Yeah, you've been through some things, bro.
My brother got killed.
I said, you've been through some things.
Yeah, my brother got killed 8 months before I got shot. You know what I'm saying? And when I got shot, that's what really got me up. That's what I get. When I got shot, that's what really got me up, bro. Because it made me realize what life really was. You know what I'm saying? When I got shot, they tore my tongue into pieces. I had to get my tongue sewed up. I had 11 surgeries, 16 years and 8 paints of blood, 18 years and 6 paints of blood. I lost out of my body. That's half the body blood. You know what I'm talking about? All that shit, man. I'm missing a finger now. You know what I'm saying? Sawed off shotgun. I thought I would never speak again. I'll never be able to talk again. You know what I'm saying? Never be able to walk again. You know what I mean?
God's gracious, right. Dude.
I ain't even know my name. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit is real, so that's what made me get the fuck up. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we hear in the music. That's what we hear all, like, I know after 50 got shot, he kind of had a lisp, right? Because he caught that bullet in his cheek. And he came back with that mean lisp, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear it in his voice. You kind of got the same thing. Like, did it alter your voice pattern?
It did, yo. It did, yo. It's a motherfucker when you trying to get back in the booth and shit just don't sound right to you. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta, like, try to put some character in your shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that happened. You gotta learn how to push forward. You know what I mean? This is a learning process throughout it all. It's like you gotta learn like a baby again now. Shit, sleep, eat, piss, all that. You know what I'm talking about? So when it came to talking back on the mic, it was a battle, but I feel that I'm a lot better now than I was before. Because having a half a tongue now, I can rap a lot faster. Ain't that much weight in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. So you back though, man. I mean, you got a whole mixtape. You got about to drop on Christmas Day. It's Showboat. Are you all over the mixtape? Is this a joint mixtape, or are you just on that single Raising Hell?
Yeah, I'm on the single. You know what I'm saying? There's not one of the joint collabo ones, but I'm featured on the single, the Raising Hell joint. You know what I'm saying? Which is definitely one of the hardest on that thing to me. You know, that's why we really trying to push it the way we need to. You feel me?
Yeah. So that's coming up though, a joint mixtape in the future, 2018. Let's put it in there.
Yeah, 2018, man. You know, we got a lot of shit that's going to be cracking, you know what I'm saying, both on the solo tip and, you know what I'm saying, stuff that we'll be putting together, you know what I'm saying, together as collabs, you know what I'm saying? So that project is definitely in the works.
Mr. Dot Legend, explain the process of making Raising Hell.
Man, it was more
like,
so...
like the concept behind it.
I wanted to message, you know what I'm saying, throughout the whole thing. But I'm more so, I don't know, it just comes, when you're an artist, I don't know if it comes for me like everybody else. I'm speaking about me, bro, but when it comes to me, it just comes, you know what I'm saying? And shit just came. I was like, man, I slipped this shit to my nigga Bo. He was like, yeah, I like that shit. I mean, we did that shit, you know what I mean? And now that shit
who did
happened.
The beat?
I did.
Right, we ain't even touched on the production side because I heard you a beast. We gonna talk about that, though.
Man. I mean, I'm humble, man. I'm humble.
They calling you a super producer, man. That's all I heard. It's in the street. But we gonna rap about that in a second. Tell me. So you in Baltimore and Showboat, you in Ohio, right?
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland, bro.
Okay. Are you out there now? Like, when he sent you the song, were you in Cleveland or were you in B-more?
Yeah, we was both out here. You know what I'm saying? We was both out here, and that's where we recorded it at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, man, go ahead and introduce that joint we're going to play it right now.
Raising Hell, man. Y'all niggas need to download that bitch. I'm going to put that bitch up for a free download soon. Give me to next Friday. You know what I'm saying? That bitch come out on the 15th. So y'all motherfuckers need to check that bitch out, man. It's the hardest motherfucker bringing it to the game, man. Play that shit, man.
Yeah. Ma. Yeah. All fingers are swelling and shit. This fight creamer, they screaming danger.
they mouth. Niggas run they mouth too, man. Tattle telling on you quick. If you got some hood fame, think they ever forgot they can get shot. I got loot, man. Shooters got a job on the mob. It's just loose chains. Sour ass, coward ass. Niggas always fuck it up. Ain't no thing to take a little ride. Better buckle up. Hit them with this trigger play because they scared to knuckle up. We was outside and they was inside. We hustled up. Duffel tuck. What the fuck? Come on, is you dumb, bruh? Bitch, I'm from the land where we creep until we come up. Can't take nothing from us. Plex and make the guns bust. We on the pavement trying to get money by the ton, bruh.
Stick it to my plan. Raise the hell up in this industry. Walk the road down and watch my motor race quickly increase. Step into me and I'm a bitch of bitch that's in detention. Nigga, we winning. Y'all niggas trying to build the image.
Shit hot.
Thank you, man.
It's hot, man. It's raising hell, y'all. Zone 5, Valiant 2, coming Christmas Day. Cop that. Spotify. That's all I got to say, man. Dog, it sounded like the old 3-6. I heard some Pat. I heard Pat in there. Man. Mafia.
Yeah. Man,
but definitely,
six, man, it's always best when it's raw, yo. All of us,
yeah,
always best. Why I try to stick to it is though, I'm still raw. Because when you raw, you get the best projects out, man.
Nah, raising hell. That shit was hella fire. So, how many tracks you got on the mixtape?
Shit, man, we got a whole 12 on that bitch, but it's 14 total with the intro and the outro, you heard me.
And what's the concept of Zone 5? I didn't hear the first one. So what's the whole series about?
Man, Zone 5, if you look it up on the internet, Zone 5, type in Zone 5 on Google, Baltimore, Maryland. That's zip codes, man. 21213. You know what I mean? Down the hill, up the hill. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody know what Zone 5 is, man. Come on, man. You got to act around, man. You got to keep your ear to the street and be more, man.
Yeah.
Zone 5 is one of the most dangerous motherfucking territories in Baltimore, man. That's when they blew all the projects. All the niggas came up the hill, kind of. Some of the niggas in green, man. You know what I'm saying? That's like Zone 4. You know what I'm saying? Around that way, you know what I'm saying? North Avenue and shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get up the street, you know what I'm talking about? Being 4x4 where I got shot at, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's like Zone 5, you know what I mean? That's the beginning of Zone 5. I'm right in the heart of Zone 5, brother, at Room Chesterfield. You know what I mean? Niggas know me in Baltimore. If they listening, they tell you straight up and down, you know what I'm talking about? That nigga used to walk up and down the street with them headphones and shit with that same bop. You know what I'm saying? Zone 5. So
the mixtape series is basically just repping the hood, right?
The whole time, yeah. The whole time is that's all it's about. It's just, you know what I mean? My hood, my upbringing, and Zone 5 Value 2 is a sequel. So it's a sequel of my life, you know what I'm saying? Of where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? Then Zone 5 Value 3. Y'all niggas better be prepared for that. I ain't gonna introduce y'all to that shit yet because y'all need to listen to Zone 5 Value 1. Y'all ain't caught up, you know what I mean? But y'all gonna get it. Y'all gonna get it how we releasing these bitches.
Word, man. So we talked about the past, the present, you know, what we got coming up. What y'all got coming up for 2018? Like, what's on the horizon that we need to look out for other than the release?
So I'm going to let my man Bo tell you about this new project and shit. I'll let him introduce that to y'all.
Yeah, I got, right now I got my album that's out right now that I just dropped a few weeks ago called Dead Presidents 2. That's a joint album that I did with my homie Ampacino, you know what I'm saying? Ampacino, from Akron, Ohio, you feel me? So we did the thing on the Ohio way, you know what I'm saying? We fuck around with the Bay Area out real heavy. You know what I'm saying? But we represent this Midwest shit the way we post to, you feel me? So that's out right now. We got Yuck Mouth on there from the Loonies, you know what I'm saying? Big School from that Strange Music Camp. You know, got a lot of homies from the Bay, Lil Rue on there. And then, you know, we got some of the partners, you know what I'm saying, from the house that's on that thing, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's on and popping right now, coming up in the future, you know what I'm saying, 2018. You know, we're going to do a part three to that there, President's Part 3. And then I got my Boss Talk Part 2 album that's coming out in 2018 as well. So that's the stuff that's on the horizon right now, but we got more shit, you know what I'm saying? Me and Doc got some shit that's coming. And shit, me personally, bro, I usually put out about 4 or 5 projects a year. I'm trying to put out about 4 or 5 this upcoming year to stay with the same pace.
Man, well, we definitely up on it now, man. Dear President's Part 2, I'm going to download that today.
Today. Yeah, y'all better check. Man, y'all sleeping on the midway. Y'all better come on up this bitch, man. It's the best fucking lunch. Y'all sick of hearing Snap Pop, y'all? Are y'all right here something that's going to touch your heart? Bring your ass to the Midwest. Took the plane, man.
Yeah. Real talk, bro. This shit, you know, this shit that I make, bro, like, you know, I make the shit for the hustlers, you know what I'm saying? For the niggas that's really on the turf, you know what I'm saying? That's really out here active and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So when niggas hear that shit, bro, they can relate to it because it's everyday life. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. All right, so Mr. Dot, when we, like, on Christmas Day, where should they look for Raising Hell, that single?
Man, you should look everywhere, man. Shoot on iTunes, man, Spotify, all the big major streaming platforms. Your shit will be everywhere. Even in China, nigga, one wine. You know what I'm talking about? Go get that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Deezer, all that shit is going. You know what I mean? You want purse, bitch? Go over there and listen to Deezer and show about that shit. If you can afford that. You know what I mean? Get some goodies. You know what I mean? Listen to my shit. Make sure you smoke when you listen to my shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so y'all heard him right. You heard it right here. Now the website though, mr.legend.com, it definitely is gonna be there. If all else fails, all right, you can hit him up on Twitter 21213 Mr. Legend. Hit him up on Facebook mr.legend. All right, y'all go ahead and say the final words before we get out of here, man. But you can definitely check out Raising Hell very shortly. Across the USA Blog Network. I appreciate y'all brothers coming on here, man. Showboat.
Yep. Real talk, man. Much appreciated, bro. For real.
Mr. Dot Legend.
Much love, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead and say what you got to say, Mr. Dot.
Man, I just appreciate you giving us our opportunity to speak our voice up out here. You heard me. I mean, man, many more moons, man. We plan on doing more things, so I appreciate everybody's support of us, man. We're going to continue to rock off for y'all, man.
Yeah,
yes,
real
sir.
Talk, man. We always appreciate the support, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can fuck with my shit, too, on the social networks, you know what I'm saying? Showbeezy, S-H-O-B-E-E-Z-Y on everything, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So come rock with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Support this real gritter music, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hey, hit him with that handle one more time, Show.
Showbeezy, at Showbeezy, S-H-O-B-E-E-Z-Y.
Y'all heard it here. That was another dope episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. We're going to go back out to Raising Hell. Until next time, if you ain't following us on USA Blog Network, go to Facebook right now at USA Blog Network. And we out, y'all. We're going out.
Yeah. Ma. Yeah.
All fingers are swelling and shifted by Kramer. They screaming danger. I dump a nigga slipping like Power Rangers. No, they know we're Novocaine. The game changer, the one that gave you that fetchit like Roy Lee 12 Topanga. Never sweat when it's danger. I keep my safety off my banger so I can hit the quick like Bruce Lee. Finger. I'm up strong, plus we never change up. These niggas snitch when they get lit. They like them Z-Codes, they online gamer. They're still level like a lion tamer. Straight mind neighbor, walk the wrong block. The pull that broke up off you 5 fingers. No disclaimer, slugs ripping through.
Telling on you quick. If you got some hood fame, think they ever forgot they can get shot.